Hello, I'm Jade. I'm the editor for the podcast Terra Diosa. Sorry if I butchered that name. Right before we get started, this D&D podcast deals with description of body horror. If you are sensitive to that, we will be sad to see you go, but we hope you find the podcast right for you. Now, into the game. Hello, YouTube.
Let's try and have some energy, because Lord knows you'll all need it. So, I will spin our lucky wheel to see who goes first. And if it's Felix, no, it's not.
If it's Felix, then it's you that goes first.
Ain't no goddamn way.
You jinxed it.
I could not have made this up if I tried. It is Felix. Unfortunately, he's not here, so L.
He goes last now.
Yes, he goes. Yeah, totally. That's absolutely what it was the whole time. And spinning
the order back.
One more time.
Woo!
Vanna! I think we should do initiative this way, forever and always. I think this is just a superior method. Rather than having you all roll, taking 10 seconds, taking the arbitrary like 30 to spin this fucking wheel. So.
Honestly, you would do that.
I would, yeah. Vanna, we will start with you.
I don't know what we're doing.
Wonderful. We are going over backstories, how you got there.
Oh, fuck.
And sort of up until your first meeting, and then we will start playing while everybody is just doing their thing. This is to give Felix a little bit more time to show up. God damn it. So, Vanna, you are an Air Genasi, a very curious race, not a very common one. In fact, there are about at the time only 4 or 5 more of them in all. Well, all of this planet. But you, you awaken in a dusty field covered in swirls, already in the body of like a 7 or 8 year old. You look around, very confused, not knowing how you got here. Could you please give me a perception check?
You're an ass.
Yes, yes I am.
For the record, oh wait, that was the wrong one.
Yes?
Well, if we go based on flat roll, I got a 19, but I accidentally clicked on performance. 19 without the, awesome. Additional shit.
Yeah, then, what's your perception modifier?
0.
Oh, well, then that's a 19, and that is pretty darn good.
Oh, that's what I need.
Still going, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, you look around, finding yourself surrounded by these large mountains, the wind ripping around you, almost picking up enough to fully lift you off of the air, off of the ground.
This is the happy child at that.
Into the air. Yeah, you are overjoyed, having a great time. And as you're sort of, well, flying in this bizarre wind tunnel, you feel something leave the back of your head, like you've forgotten something. And a slight pain, almost like if you've been running for too long and you stop and you have those small little burns. You see all of the swirls, and would you fucking mind? Thank you. Sorry, that was my cat.
The cat is yowling.
Yeah, I could hear.
If you've ever had one of those toys where you, like, turn it this way and that, and it goes, meow.
Oh my god, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah. It's exactly what it sounds like. But anyways, you feel a slight burden as these swirls covering your entire body sort of pull straight into jagged lines, more resembling scars than any birthmark. And
the fuck?
as
homophobia.
You... Correct. And as this happens, you see a point off in the distance, a small speck approaching and growing. If you'd like to make any checks or do anything before whatever this thing is upon you, please do so.
We are going to do... Firebolt.
Awesome. Roll to hit.
That's a 17.
A 17? Beautiful. You are in this wind tunnel and you feel at home. You are in your element. And as you pull this fire in your hand, just trying to protect yourself, flinging it forwards, and you see you hit the target dead on. But they keep walking. It is as if they knew it was coming and simply ducked. Marching on, approaching you, is a lone elderly woman, old elderly woman clad in this lengthy black dress that's been dragging along the desert sand, so is tinged with a slight golden stain around the end.
If Vana knew what Stranger Danger was, they would be saying that right now. But as it stands, they don't really know human language, so... Instead, it's just, like, wild wind noises.
The cloud is very angry.
The wind is screaming, and the wind is not happy.
The cloud is angry. And as you see her approach, she smiles at you softly, sort of beckoning you down, and it feels like something is sort of lightly pushing you from behind. Not really a tug or a pull, just sort of being lowered to the ground.
Vana does not consent to this. This person's scary.
As you reach to the ground, before you can think to run, she has her finger, a long, bony finger, with a blackened nail at the end, stretching far longer than you think it probably should, pointed directly at you, and in a hoarse voice, she speaks. Yes, it is this one. Bring them back with us. We have two more to get. The other one's already there. Any response?
Once again, just very upset wind noises that the howling wind is screaming and it does not appreciate.
The howling wind. I kind of like that.
The wind is speaking and it is not having a good fucking time.
It is not having a good fucking time. And as you just sort of scream and I assume try and run.
Vana's like flailing flat out.
Go ahead and give me a strength check. This will be contested, not with the old lady, but with these sort of large,
covered figures. I'm sorry, you put out what kind of check?
A strength check. It is a grapple, so this will be contested.
Fuck. I almost got a nat 1, but instead I rolled a 7.
Ooh, well, I rolled a natural 20, so that sucks for you.
Yeah.
This sort of large, stout man just sort of appears from behind her. There was no real space for him to be, but he is there now. And he grabs you, sort of in the middle of your body and just sort of picks you up like a log over his shoulder, near effortlessly, and begins walking off into the desert.
Once again, screaming child of wind. Awesome. And is like flat out kicking and flailing, is almost trying to coalesce themselves back into the wind to escape because stranger danger.
Awesome. Go ahead and give me a strength check then. This one will also be contested to try and break out.
That's understandable. That's an 11.
That's another 20. Not natural this time. It's an 18.
There's a 7-point difference. It's not a complete... And it's not a complete failure!
As you continue walking onwards, this guy has to, like, shake a bit. Because you were a great deal stronger than he was expecting. Both in whatever magical abilities you innately possess, and in your literal strikes as you kick and hit this man over and over again.
But Vaughn is not having it.
Very suddenly, you see a blinding light.
Once again, the wind is still screaming, but now it's figured out the voice, and so it's no actual child screaming.
And the wind is very angry. Understood. With this, you, after you are blinded for a few seconds, you feel that he finally lets you go, and you are in a grassy area, fully fenced in with these monolithic stone walls. And as two more of these elder ladies just stare down at you, you see...
Can Vaughn, like, try and hop a fence and run?
I don't think you can fly just yet, and they're about 50 to 60 feet tall.
Can Vaughn try to climb them?
Make an athletics check.
Athletics. There you are.
Oh.
Six.
Six. Awesome. As you try to jump off of the air, you see that you are caught. Not that someone has gone out of their way to catch you or grab you. Someone, a very tall tiefling lady, clad in purple and red robes with a glowing sigil on either side of their hand, just sort of catches you in their arms, softly putting you back down on the ground.
Once again, Vaughn's just screaming like a fucking banshee. They do not know what's going on. They are not having a good time. Or awesome. He is not having a good time. He is just going to be trying to get the fuck away.
Beautiful. As you do so, there's not really a lot of space to move. You're sort of in this, like, cage. And hello, hello. We are just getting started. We will continue on and explain where we are in just a quick second. You are sort of trying to claw out of this cage, and eventually all that is left is you and this tiefling woman sort of sat there meditating as the sun sets. Before
Can Vaughn, like, firebolt the effect?
100%. Counterspell. You throw out this firebolt once again, aiming square for them, and once again, they just catch it, seeming to dance and move with the flame itself. And in a very happy voice, almost like you haven't been screaming at them for the past 4 hours. They're like, be still and be calm. You are safe. Don't worry. Here, I will train you and I will make sure you are strong enough where, admittedly, stuff like this doesn't keep happening. She holds out her hand and says, My name is Clara. I will be your instructor for the foreseeable future. I hope you can take a breath and that I will be able to teach you how to use magic.
So, quick question out of character. Would Vaughn know, like, human language innately?
Yes, you do innately know common and whatever other languages you've chosen.
Okay. So Vaughn isn't just being, like, talked to in gibberish. Awesome.
Well, go ahead and give me an intelligence check, actually.
Why do I do this to myself? That's a 3.
So you can recognize the words, you recognize their meaning, but as you were literally born about 15 minutes ago, it's just sound. Awesome. And we will roll our handy-dandy wheel. We will not, actually. I'm going to roll a d4. Who's next? 4. 1, 2, 3. Eros.
Yes.
Are you all good to get going? Beautiful. Update, how long one is officially been traumatized, about 15 minutes year old. Correct. you are, Eros, you are currently on a hunting trip with your uncle, staked out in a tree, more there to make sure nothing insane happens than to feasibly give assistance. Despite the fact that you are wildly proficient in your bow. And as you're standing there, perched high up into the tree, can you give me a perception check with advantage, please?
So one of them was a 14 and the other 22.
Awesome. So with advantage, we take the higher one. So with that 22, you notice way off in the distance, probably farther than you're confident that your uncle could easily hit with an arrow, you see a small deer, alone and perfectly able to be just shot at from miles away. And as you do, you feel something begin to burn deep inside you. And it is as if your body moves on its own. Not to fire an arrow, but just throwing your hand out there. Can you roll to hit, please?
D20, I guess?
Yes.
Do you want fire bolt thing?
Yes. Sorry, I'm having still a bit of an issue hearing you.
Come back.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm just trying to figure out. Do you want to roll a d10 for me?
A d10?
Yeah.
Damage. Roll a... I didn't hear the result of your roll, sorry.
Which one?
The d20.
Oh. Only my eyes.
Excuse me? Team. Beautiful. So as this streak of flame fires outwards towards this deer. It connects beautifully, singeing their fur and flesh, knocking them to the floor, probably feeding you for next 2 or 3 days until the meat goes bad. And you are ecstatic. You have been training and working on your martial capabilities, progressing wonderfully. However, innate magical ability is rare. Not as rare, due to the fact that you live among the trees, but still very rare. However, as you are filled with a sense of pride and accomplishment, you look over to your uncle and see nothing but a face wrought with dread.
I think I'm a druid.
That's definitely an option, yeah. Great job, kid. Let's grab it and head home. We'll definitely talk about this later.
You're gonna be so proud of me.
Yeah. Pride, definitely. Definitely one of the words I'd use. And you walk back to the cabin. Can you go ahead and make an insight check for me?
Sorry about the bad audio in this section. The player's microphone was acting up. I cannot edit this, I cannot fix it, but the DM will be popping in to read the messages being relayed through the chat. Please enjoy the rest of this episode.
An eight.
Awesome. Your uncle seems proud of you. He seems happy. He seems like he understands that this is your moment. But as you get home, he just sort of throws his stuff on the floor and sits down, still looking much more scared than proud.
Grandparents and everything
would
tell me be excited instead of my
conquest. I caught very little of that.
Me too. You kind of like fading in and out.
I'm just gonna like.
If you can get audio in without it, you might want to disconnect your headphones. Slightly beautiful. You run, telling your grandparents, and they are just as excited as you are. Dancing around, laughing. It's a very joyous moment for you. However, your uncle is still reserved and further back. And as you are enjoying this moment, there's a knock on the door. And as it is opened, you see a large, shadowy figure of a very old woman with long, bony fingers. Her outstretched hand pointing directly at you. And everyone in your house begins arguing and screaming as she just stands there, saying very few words, her eyes and her hand not moving from you.
I'm gonna just go up to my room and get away from the yelling and the adults. Let the adults talk to the guests.
Awesome. As you head on up, eventually you are brought out and told that you will receive some specialized training, that you're some sort of great whatever. However, everyone is objecting to this. Very clearly, no one wants you going anywhere. However, after lots of arguing and yelling, you are brought, with the stipulation that you will get to go home afterwards, to a specialized facility with very large stone walls. And see two more of those old figures, one bringing in a blue child kicking and screaming, another one with someone else between their hands. And one more time on the lucky D4. That's you.
Ah, that's me.
Tikka. Born of a great pirate and a high elf in a small elf village somewhere way off in the Isles of Pythagoras. Zooming in, we are later in your life. Your mother is very upset. You've done nothing, but that has never really necessitated any reaction before. She's clearly been crying, and the scars on the on your inner forearms and the backs of your thighs. Outer, really?
Outer forearms on the neck and the back.
Yes. Your scars sort of sting a little as all of this continues going on. But as she stops, seem to give up realizing her words are doing nothing, you see someone in a small boat way off in the distance. Can you give me a perception check, please?
See. 14.
Beautiful. You see a woman in a long, silvery white dress with a smile on her face. Many wrinkles, clearly an old elvish woman, but she seems happy. And as she approaches, you see a man in the boat, a human man, with a long sword that seems to wobble this way and that in the wind. And as they land on the shore, they walk right past you.
Damn.
Off into the village to go find your mother. Would you like to do anything? Follow them, stay where you are, go swimming?
She's gonna go follow them.
Awesome. Are you going to try to be unseen, or?
Nah,
you're just going to straight up follow them?
Yeah.
Awesome. This human man, noticing that you're following, takes something out of his pocket and sort of dangles it before tossing it in your direction and walking onwards, whispering something to the old lady. Now's your chance to react.
She's gonna stare at it.
Awesome.
Stare at the human man.
Awesome.
Stare back down at the thing.
Awesome.
Pick it up.
100%.
Run it back to the guy.
Awesome.
I'm not a dog.
No, but you are a child. And children like candy. Here. He takes it in his hand, unfurling the small wrapper and a small hard candy sort of like something you would find at the dentist, or a bank. He just kneels down and hands it to you and goes, "Go on." It is very sweet, sort of like taffy, but not at all.
Your voice sounds dumb. And then she just walks away.
He gets up, seeming to be accosted by the sheer disrespect, before shrugging and and walking onwards. And you see the old lady talking with your mother. Would you like to listen in?
Absolutely.
Awesome. You hear your mother speak in a unfortunately familiar tone. She goes, "Oh, she's special. She's got a what? She's a kid." "Yeah, she's a kid. What do you... Oh, you want to grab the kid? Are you paying me?" "No, you're just stealing my children." "Well, I don't like that. At all. But fine. You know... not very useful around the house anyways." And take off.
We hate crime this mother.
"Don't worry.
Mommy?"
"Oh, hey, sweetie. These super nice people, old friends of mine, really. Give me an insight check, by the way. Old friends of mine. We go way back, you know?"
Insight, you said?
Yes, insight.
It's a 7.
Not even your lying.
That's a 6. You're pretty sure she's telling the truth. So these guys are totally friends with your mom. So they probably knew your dad. You know? And your dad, from what your mother have told you, is a certified badass. So these guys must be so cool. And as she's just dribbling on and on, the sort of middle-aged human Frenchman kneels down and goes, "So, follow me back to the boat. I know you think my voice is stupid. I honestly do not fucking care. Come with me, child."
Fuck!
"Well, that was my mistake. I believe I will have to pay for it. But if your sword is as sharp as your tongue, we will get along very well."
You know my dad?
That depends on who your dad is. I really hope I didn't kill him.
Did you kill my dad?
I don't think so. Okay, guess...
She's gonna start sobbing.
All right, child. He's just gonna take your hand and just sort of like checking to make sure people are aware he's not kidnapping you. Just like take you to the boat. As this old woman, walking very briskly for her age, just struts right onto the boat.
She's gonna still be sobbing.
Awesome. Do you cry the entire way there?
Oh, absolutely.
Correct. It's all kidnapping. Go ahead and give me a charisma check.
Oh, I'm good at that.
To see how loud you scream.
That's a 4.
That's a 4. Not loud at all. Eventually, your voice just gives out. And as you arrive to this place with very tall stone walls, you see one person being led in. Clearly not of a race that you recognize. They have sort of weird coloration and patches of fur. You see an elf being dragged in. They are blue. Like everyone you see before you, they are blue. A small child being carried into a separate room because they're screaming and screaming. And a little eldritch boy. But since that is all that is left, Felix.
Felix.
We will start with you. At home, safely and securely, for what is probably the last time, with your mother. and you hear a knock on the door.
Who is that?
I don't know. Here, I'll go check. And as your mother opens the door, three fully grown men burst through, knocking her to the floor, searching for you.
Mom, are you okay?
I'm fine. Don't worry about it. We're fighters, kid. It's what we do. We get back up. All right, let's go. Let's go.
And you see as she sort of, like, hypes herself up before being immediately thrown back on the ground. Can you roll me initiative, please? Can I have a pencil?
Bro.
Or a pen? Or a crayon? A writing utensil.
Oh, I found them. I couldn't find my bucket.
I got a 13.
Awesome. That's a 13... An 8.
13. Also, I can kind of hear myself echo in your mic.
Yeah, it's just because I have it turned up a bit. Hopefully turning it down will solve that problem. An 18. That's rough, buddy. And a 7. So, one of the intruders is going to go first and take a mighty swing at you. You see they
There's
have
no way
a
he can
club in their hand, not even bothering to introduce or in any way defend their actions. Does a 2 hit?
No.
Awesome. They fully whiff, slamming their arm into the ground, staggering them for a bit. And as they stagger out of the area around you, go ahead and give me an opportunity attack.
Yes. Do I have to roll to hit for that?
Yes.
Should I roll to hit with my vicious greatsword, or should I just roll a d20?
What? Well, it needs to be a weapon you have in your possession, so...
Okay.
As long as you have the vicious greatsword...
Roll for unarmed strike.
You're just gonna punch him?
I'll punch him, and then I'll have to go grab something else. I don't have anything on my person.
Yeah. You would be able to use an improvised slashing weapon, dealing 1d8. Like a meat cleaver or a kitchen knife, something like that.
Broken glass, it'll break inside the skin.
Can you grab the candlestick from the kitchen table and hit him with it?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, go ahead. Roll to hit.
Okay. Does a 25 hit?
Gee, I fucking wonder. Is that a crit?
That's a dirty 20.
How do you get a 25? How do you have a plus 6 to anything?
I have a plus 6 to my unarmed strike.
This child just saw these people break in and is like, okay, we're going for blood.
We're throwing hands today. Awesome, yeah. Roll damage.
Cool. That's 5.
5?
5 bludgeoning damage.
Beautiful. You crack this guy in the back of the leg, and he clatters to the floor. His leg... clearly broken. Go ahead and take your turn.
He looks just like visibly nervous, and he kind of just like throws his whole weight into the candlestick attack, and it like clatters on the ground, and then he turns around and goes to like the box of knives and pulls out like the largest one he can find.
Awesome. That
which probably... is definitely too big for his little hands, but for some reason, he looks strangely good, like, holding the knife, like, very stable, like he's done this before.
Probably has.
And he's gonna turn to the... Hello.
You need to take a sick shower.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye. Sorry, my brother in the room.
The interruptions.
Anyways. Anyways, he's gonna take the knife and he's gonna wham it down on the man who's on the floor from his broken leg.
Ouch. Yeah, go ahead, roll to hit.
Yes.
I love Felix.
I'm going sicko mode.
Does
day
18
one.
Hit?
Does an 18 hit?
Yes.
Yes, an 18 hits.
Yes. Okay, so he's going to he's gonna cut along the back of his neck. I feel like that's the easiest and most accessible spot.
Awesome, yeah. You go just to, like, cut the back of his neck to get him out of your house. And as you do, with one clean strike, you cleave his head clean off.
The blood just, like, gushes all over him. Like, his green skin turns red.
And as it clatters to the floor, one of the men run. They
away.
Run, and you see there are several people at the door. And as you have made a quite clear message with this first attacker, they lower their torches as you see the corners of your house burn red.
Can Felix grab his mom and try to run her out of there?
Yeah, you would need to make a strength save.
Yes.
Strength save, because I assume regardless of anything, you're getting your mother out of that house.
It's true. If he has to drop the knife to do it, he will. But that's a dirty 20 plus 6, which is 25.
Holy shit. Yeah, awesome. Go ahead and take 1 point of sort of just exhaustion and smoke damage.
Okay.
As you drag your mother out of your now burning house onto the street.
Mom, where do you think we should go? We need to hurry now before they get us.
Kid, look at me. Look at me. I'm fine. They're not coming for me. They're coming for you. And I don't know where you are. I can't know where you are.
I don't want to leave you.
I'll be safe. I'll be fine. We're fighters, right? We stay alive.
At least take this, and he hands, like, the knife to her. Make sure you protect yourself when I'm not here for you.
Thanks, kid. Remember, you're gonna be the strongest. So it's your job to keep sure and make sure that whatever friends you find, to make sure they stay breathing, okay?
Okay, you too.
I'll try my best. There's some people by the shore. If you run there and you run quick, just get on their boat. Don't ask questions. We'll take you somewhere. And you'll grow big and strong. Okay, kid?
When I come back for you, where should I find you?
I'll come for you. If I'm still alive, I'll come for you.
You'll live. You're strong. You raised me, after all.
I hope the world does not break your kind soul. And
bye, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, kiddo. And as the people come bursting out of the house, can you give me a dex check?
Yes. That's my worst one.
I'm recollecting myself.
I got a 9.
A 9. So you trip over a few things, and they are right on your tail. And as you get to the shore, you see this boat, and you tear off. And they are still right behind you. You'll feel something scratch along the inside, the inside of your leg. And the bush that you were trying to run through just before bursts into flames, badly burning you, and you go ahead and take 6 points of fire damage. But as you make it to the shore, a very large but short man with arms about the size of
the trees you were running past, grabs you in one hand, putting you on the boat, and just staring down your attackers. Looking you, and the old lady, looking the old lady dead in the eyes, he goes,
"This the one? We were sent to find a child. Is this that child?"
And as she nods, he looks at you like a statue would. Like something purely observing something else.
He goes, "You are strong. I will make you stronger. Come with us."
"Who are you?"
"My name is Gustav."
Gustav. Gustav?
"You do not need to be smart to be strong. Don't worry."
And
I don't know if you got the right kid.
Without another word, the boat moves from the shore as you see your home burst into flames, burning to the ground. And after a few more moments, you arrive in a grassy area, burned and badly damaged, midday, as you see a small blue child walk out of the forest that you swear you've seen before, and two screaming little monsters being dragged, kicking and screaming, into private rooms.
I don't think they're supposed to be here either.
They are. Do not worry. You do not need to think to be strong.
Is that a catchphrase?
I don't know what that means.
It's okay. Stuff? You don't have to be smart to be strong.
Fuck you. And as Gustav and the old ladies lead all of you into a back room, Eros and Felix, you are there for a good 3-4 hours before the other two join. Is there anything you're doing in the meantime?
No, not really.
Felix is gonna, like, inch closer to Eros. He's gonna be like, "Are you the kid from the forest?"
"I live in the forest, yeah."
"I think I've seen you before."
"Oh, yeah. I've not seen many people before, but you're green, so I've seen you before."
"And you're blue."
The most 5-year-old conversation I think I've ever heard.
"I'm more of like a cyan color."
"I think we should be friends, since we're from the same place."
Is that how friends work?"
"Yeah, I think so. I don't know, I haven't really had any before."
"Okay, then we're friends now."
So sad.
Yay.
This is so fucking sad.
Have you met him?"
"I don't think so."
"He has thighs, like, tree trunks, and arms, like, 2 tree trunks. It's, oh my god.
It's kind of gay, not gonna lie."
And as you discuss such hot and riveting topics, do you see the other two enter the room? One of them just dead tired at this point. Vanna, you have been screaming and thrashing since you got here, and I don't suppose you would have stopped by now. Tikal,
they're just confused.
You
are what the fuck
sort
is going
of adjusted.
On? What language are these people speaking?
Everybody is speaking. Everybody is speaking in what is known as Galactic Common.
It's just common? Galactic common. It's like common, but they also speak it in space.
Kinky. Wait. Felix just like looks at Vanna and he's like, why is that kid so loud?
Don't worry, they practically scream their voice raw. They don't even know really what the fuck is going on. They are about 4 hours old.
Just a wee little baby.
They are confused. And have definitely bitten someone by now.
100%. And as this is your first time meeting, looking around at each other, you feel a sort of tug. Whether it be fate or just that you've all had not great nights so far. Whatever it is, you feel stronger when you're around each other.
Fauna's gonna see another person who's blue and fucking run to hide behind them.
100%.
Which one?
Be it Eros or Tikal, one of those two is gonna have a very scared Air Genasi going to hide behind them. Whoever's closest, but also furthest away from these scary people.
Well, furthest away from the scary people would most definitely be Eros.
Yeah,
and Eros. As you're all sort of sat there at attention, pretty much, the three old ladies, one in white, one in silver and gray, and one in black, begins speaking to you. And they say, in perfect unison, you four are the prophesied heroes of our world. We will train you and make sure that you are fit to save it when the time comes.
Why is Grimace speaking so strangely? Talk,
like, not together. I feel like you were interrupting each other there.
I agree.
You! Fuck!
Take turns.
You see the Frenchman in the background just throw his hand in his palms and go, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Fuck. And they explain to you in actual words the prophecy. Children of five, destined for greatness. Heroes unparalleled and eternal, born to save the world from an impending and unending darkness.
What's unparapel?
With that,
dark fuck.
You see the three ladies, one floating upwards, one just sort of dissipating into fog, and one more descending into the floor.
All right, fuck. So I'm not gonna have my questions. Great.
For the record, ever since hearing Tikal say fuck, Vana's gonna be repeating that.
God damn it. Really making the Frenchman regret his actions here.
You taught children how to swear. How do you feel, sir?
He's just head in his hands, just going, shit, 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 shit.
Shit! I don't let the children hear that, otherwise that's also gonna be repeated. Vana's not completely able to speak right now. So fuck and screaming is their method of communication.
What does shit mean?
Good sir, watch your language.
You see him sort of like bow to the two of you, and he's like, you know, I'm very sorry for the other two. And it's been a long day.
Fuck!
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
Fucking?
Fuck. God, shit. God.
Shit? Shit. Shit.
Alright, so I'm just going to stop talking. If you wish to train in the blade...
Stop!
I'm so uncivilized.
Stop!
The baby kind of sounds like a parrot.
Carrot?
Parrot.
her.
It's a bird.
Huh?
Vada, being about 15 minutes old, the fuck is a bird?
Tikal's gonna go up to Vana, grab their face, and just be like, say Tikal.
Tika?
Tikal.
Oh.
I think
Tika is a good name. Tikal. No, Tikal.
Tikal.
That's my name.
Name?
Yeah.
Ah.
You're grouchy.
Eros is just gonna turn to Felix and like, I don't know what they are doing.
Grouch? Chai?
Yeah. Grouchy.
Fuck.
God damn it. This is my mistake. And
I rolled a 3 on intelligence, I'm running with it.
And as you're all sort of standing there, you rolled a 3 on intelligence? You know, I will let you re-roll those, right?
No, as in, like, that's what the earlier roll was. My actual intelligence is a 10.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Ooh. But with that being said, you guys essentially have downtime for the next little bit as you all talk amongst yourselves in this field completely fenced in.
Teaching Vana how to speak.
Yeah, Vana probably learns how to speak, their name, what the fuck magic is. Very formative moments.
Eventually, they're just going to be, like, saying Tikal over and over again. And fuck it every so often. Especially when looking at the Frenchman.
Every time you see him go to say something, like, sticking his hand up very properly before shaking his head in defeat and walking away.
Felix's gonna try to hold baby Vana and like rock them side to side.
They're just confused.
Vana's like, the looking same size as the rest of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't like, because they all get found at.
Oh, no, basically spawned Vana in at 7 years old.
Oh, I thought. Never mind, I thought like Vana was actually a baby.
No, Vana spawned in at 7 years old. Yeah. They do not know what's going on.
So Vana is the oldest.
Yeah, thereabouts. Genetically speaking.
Yeah. Vana, because Vana is 7, Felix is 5.
Mm-hmm.
Aros was 4.
Yeah.
5.
5.
Wait, no. Vana and Felix are the same age.
Yeah, and Aros and is also the same age as Vanna and.
Yeah.
So Tikal really truly is just the youngest, because she popped in. She
Tikal's
pops in
just
at
a
like
shit.
Tikal pops in at like just turned 4.
Yeah, no. Is there anything you guys would like to do before Eros goes home?
Can Vana firebolt the French man?
Yeah, roll to hit.
I'm so glad it's a cantrip.
Me too.
12,
it does not. You once again feel just this need to stay safe, throwing fire left and right. And this Frenchman, in the most cocky-ass way possible, is just bobbing and weaving, almost literally dancing, like balancing his sword on one finger.
This is going to turn into a game.
100%. After a little while of you throwing fire at this non-magical man, he calls to Clara, and the tiefling woman takes you back into the room.
Once again, Vana's screaming bloody murder.
Of course.
which has now been set up to have another room inside of it. A bedroom, a personal room of yours to be in and sleep. However, as you are there, Clara is going to at least attempt to teach you sorcery.
Like how Vaughn is just turning into a fucking gremlin.
Just a little gremlin. And again, Felix, after this, you are led off by Gustav to a similarly looking private room with a bed, some food, a blanket, and a very large, ornate sword with a crystalline eye in the middle. Gustav, kneeling to you, says,
This was the sword of my boy. He was not strong, but he was smart. Be stronger, and it is yours. Be weaker, and it'll probably kill you.
Are you going to teach me how to throw fire, too? That was so cool.
I am not a fire person. I work a little better with catching blades in my teeth and wringing the neck of those who wrong me.
You seem a little bit violent, mister.
Well, we're in a school to train you as murderers, so... meh, why not?
What's a murderer?
That is a very difficult question to answer. Ask the Frenchman.
And with that, he leaves. That is... And as the Frenchman is getting utterly chewed out by this actual child...
Wait, can I roll intimidation against the Frenchman while I'm chewing him out?
Intimidation, persuasion, whatever you want.
No, intimidation.
Yeah, intimidation. Go ahead, roll it.
So that would be... That's a not nat 20.
Beautiful. So he has just stood there the entire time like, yes, I'm sorry. Very apologetic. I'm very sorry. I know I should not have taught them such a thing. I'm very sorry. And he's just like getting absolutely chewed out by this child. And as soon as he spots Tikal walking, probably still talking shit out of the corner of his eye, he's like, I have work to do. And runs off, clearly actually scared of this child.
Felix just cuts him off, and he's like, what's a murderer?
Someone who kills. Move!
We're traumatizing this Frenchman.
The Frenchman right now.
We taught this child how to swear.
And as he gets to Kyle, he grabs you by the arm. And do you resist this, or are you just going along with it?
She's going to scream at the top of her lungs.
Awesome. Does a 19 hit?
Yeah.
Awesome. With the back end of a glove, you are chopped in the side of the neck. Go ahead, take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
I want you to know that shuts her right the fuck up.
Oh, it absolutely does. He just goes, shut! You are going to listen, whether you like it or not. You can scream at me, and you can cut me with a blade. But your tongue will stay in your mouth, and your volume will stay low. Do you hear me?
She just glares at him.
Good enough! He does not take your arm this time. He walks away, waiting very respectfully, not in like a rude, oh, you're gonna follow me kind of way, in a way where it's like, now it's your turn.
She's gonna follow him.
Awesome. He's a little proud of himself. He's like, I think I gained their respect by abusing that child.
I've absolutely the fuck not.
And takes you into yet another private room. And leaves. I should mention that once they show you to your bedrooms, they leave.
Even Vana?
Yes. Vana, the door has been shut. You're sort of quarantined like a rabid animal at the moment.
I mean, understandable.
Felix as well. Once Gustav is done with his little spiel, and once you ask the French man what a murderer is, you are sort of locked in your room for the night.
We get locked in.
Can he, like, knock on the wall to see if anyone else is in the room?
Yeah, as he knocks on the wall, Tikal and Vana, you can both hear him.
Once again, scream.
Of course.
Because what the fuck was that?
Tikal is going to knock back.
100%. And with such a formative, lovely moment.
Whatever they hear knocking.
Eros, you head home to either come back in the morning or never come back again, essentially.
Sorry, what?
You are taken home rather forcefully, not you yourself being the one the force is being done to, but your uncle does not let you stay here. Taking you home, and you will agree to talk about this tomorrow.
Understandable.
And with that, due to the fact that we started a little late, that is all of our time this week.
I'm able to keep on going if everyone wants to.
I have to have dinner, unfortunately.
Damn, you gotta what eat.
What happened before I showed up, though?
Vanna's backstory, I think.
Yeah.
They appeared.
Vanna spawned in and started screaming, basically.
And they have not stopped.
Wait, how did they spawn in?
They just spawned in.
Okay.
As we weren't joking when we said that they are about 4 hours old.
Okay.
Air Genasis have a tendency to just sort of show up places.
I see.
Vana showed up and was suddenly confronted by a stranger that they threw a firebolt at.
And then another stranger that they also threw a fireball at.
But to the side of a 5-year-old?
Yeah. And
to the side of a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're small.
But with all that, I will see you all next week for hopefully a much more productive couple of sessions.
So when is the next session?
Next Saturday.
Okay. Saturday at 4.
4:30. Okay. And then the one after that is the following Sunday.
At 4:30?
Yes. We are good to stop this.
Bye, YouTube.